الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد وقال تبارك وتعالى إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة وعن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما عبدناك حق عبادتك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most honorable ulama ikram, respected elders, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya as darul fana, an abode which will eventually be destroyed. And akhirat is darul baqa, an abode which will last forever. Likewise, this dunya is darul ghurur, it's an abode of deception. And akhirat is darul surur, an abode of absolute happiness and bliss. This dunya is darul amal, an abode where we need to toil, we need to make efforts. And the akhirat is darul jaza, an abode wherein you will be given the rewards of whatever effort you have made. Likewise, this dunya is darul mihan, an abode where we need to make a lot of effort, lot of mihnat, and not get involved in the pastures of this dunya. Generally, we know that every human being, irrespective of who, has some kind of sorrow, some kind of grief, some kind of worry. It is not a single human who you will find who is not involved in some kind of worry or some kind of feeling in the heart which makes him restless for some moments. It is a very natural phenomenon, because this dunya is made such. Anybody who is in this dunya cannot seem to be free of any kind of worry. For some reason or the other, there will be always something and something disturbing a person. Some people it will be little more, some people it will be little less, sometimes it's wealth, sometimes it's health, sometimes it's relations, irrespective of what. But there is always a condition which is underlying and which disturbs a human for some reason or the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to understand a very simple thing is if we go into the bazaar to buy something. When we take an item, we will look at the genuineness of it, the durability. Is it really going to last? Am I going to get worth out of it? Then if we feel, okay, this is well, so to say, SEBS approved, then we say, no, this is fine, let me take it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us Jannah, He also will see the endurance, the capability, how good is this. And likewise, Allah ta'ala is going to continuously put us through different situations. The only difference is for those who have dunya in front of them and for those who have akhirat in front of them. The difficulties of this dunya for those who are in dunya and whose object and motive is dunya, and those who have akhirat and whose objective is akhirat, to understand it from a simple example, is like there's a terrible storm. And there is one person who is outside, and he is facing the winds and the storm and the rain and the whatever comes with it. And there's another person who is sitting in a house or in a glass house. He is also experiencing that storm. But despite that storm, he is in calm. He is not going through the difficulty that person is going through. A person who's got the worry of akhirat is like that person sitting in the house. He's going through the storm of dunya, but his heart is still at ease. And a person who's got dunya in front of him is going through the storm, but he's really going through all the difficulties that he's facing in this dunya. Or to be understand it in a different way, there are two people, you see them both tearing. And you ask the one, why are you tearing? He says, you know what? I've lost my son, a young boy. And we know the grief a father goes through when he loses a young boy. On the other hand, you ask the other person, why are you tearing? He says, you know, I just had a very lovely, delicious, spicy dish. And because of the spicy dish, I'm tearing, but I wish I could have more. You understand? So this is it. One is the dunya, the ghum, the worry of dunya, and one is the worry of akhirah. The misconception we have in our time today, and our minds are brought to understand that a life must be a life totally free of worry. That is why all the adverts that we see, now you go there, enjoy yourself, you chill, you cool, all these kind of terms are being brought forward to us to make us feel that no, your life must be absolute pleasure. There must be only pleasure, pleasure, pleasure and happiness. There must be no worry whatsoever. And that is the biggest deception. That is the biggest deception. The reality of it is, if you are in the ocean, you must get wet. If you are in the swimming pool, you must get wet. If you are in this dunya, you must face the worries of dunya. You must face the tribulations and trials of dunya. But to mold it, we need to see what are those factors or which our pious predecessors and elders in their lives, when you see how the worries they are facing and what worries are they experiencing, then we will understand what it is, or rather, in which direction to mold our worries. Instead of worrying for the simple and things of this dunya which are going to eventually get destroyed, let us worry for that which will eventually take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And amongst that, there are six different kinds of conditions that our pious predecessors, our elders, even our Hazrat we see in life, there's one simple teaching that totally comes every time is the worry for the akhirat. But what is the first worry? That there mustn't be an occasion that where there's an opportunity to do good and I must miss that good. I must miss that opportunity. Nek kaam chhootne ka gham. That means, for example, this jalsa is taking place. It's an opportunity. We must have that worry that whatever happens, I must not get, or I must not miss the opportunity of going to this Islahi jalsa. Likewise, every other good work that is taking place. When we have that, when is the time for namaz, my namaz must not go. When is the time for your ma'amulat, my ma'amulat, that worry must be there all the time. And if for some reason, if that worry, for some reason, if that ma'amul or that amal is not being able to carry out, then you must have a deep regret in your heart. It must be a worry that must disturb you. On one occasion, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on Safar. And he came late. It was a lengthy journey. When he came, he was very tired. And he laid down to rest. And as you, natural human, when you're tired, you sleep, you have a very deep sleep. And in this deep sleep, he missed his tahajjud. When he got up, he was so regretful and he cried so much, he cried. And he made so much tawbah that tahajjud was not farz, but the maqam of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was, I must make tahajjud, I must make tahajjud. And then life carried on. Not long after, a very similar situation came up. And in that occasion, again he was sleeping. When it came for the time of tahajjud, somebody came and woke him up. When somebody woke him up, his eyes opened, he says, who are you? He said, I'm Iblis. He said, you're waking me up for tahajjud? So he says, you rather get up and make tahajjud. The last time you cried so much, Allah wrote for years and years of tahajjud namaz for you. Years and years of tahajjud namaz, tawab Allah wrote. Rather you make this one tahajjud, so you only get one night tahajjud sawab. So this is the reality. When we show that regret, when we cannot get the opportunity of doing good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open such avenues that the good will be able to do with much ease and comfort. So this is one worry that is normally in the back of our mind, supposed to be that I must not miss the opportunity for doing good. The second thing is, a worry a person must have all the time that I must not make any guna. I must not make any guna. I must be so conscious that not a single guna must come out from me. Deliberately, intentionally or unintentionally, I must be conscious. I mustn't make guna. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes home and he sees in khajur, a date, and he eats it. And then after a little while, he goes to lay down. And a thought comes to him that most probably it could have been a khajur of sadaqah. I didn't verify, was it some for me to eat or not. And the thought was bothering him, and he was restless. The whole night he was turning from side to side. Umur Mu'minin radiallahu ta'ala anha asked him, O Nabi of Allah, what is it that is making you so restless? He said, I ate one khajur. I don't know if it was meant for me to be eaten or was it a sadaqah khajur. That is what is making me so restless. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we knew generally he was a man who was very straight and very punctual, and his system was very perfect. His system of control and administration. And once he was walking in the bazaar, and he finds this one man sitting on the road, on the crossroad, obstructing the path of others. So he takes his whip and he gives him one shot, but not to hurt him, just the clothes, so that just to warn him that get out of the people's way. After he hits him and he carries on, then the thought comes that maybe I overstepped. I should have maybe warned him in a much better way. How could I hit him? And he started going around looking for him, looking for him. He couldn't find this man. After 1 year, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala finds the same person. And he calls him, makes salam with him. And he asks him, did you make Hajj? He says, no, I did not. He says, okay, I give you the opportunity, the means of going to make Hajj. He became very, very happy. He asked, Sayyidina Umar, do you know why I'm giving you this? He said, no. He says, 1 year ago, I gave you one lash, one whoop. And it was bothering me the whole year, that on the day of Qiyamah, if you will ask me, that you've made ziyati on me, you've overstepped, what answer will I give to Allah Ta'ala? So in lieu of that, I'm giving you that hajj, make me maaf. So this was the worry they had, of not making that guna. So now Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, calls one of his servants, gives him a chore to complete, and says, go and fulfill this work. Go do this work, finish. He goes, he does it, and he comes back. And there were some shortcomings in the whole thing. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes his ear and he twists it. Like many of us do sometimes with our children, we don't even realize what we're doing. After a short while, he thinks, but you know what, why did I twist this ear? Did I have the right to twist this ear? So now Usman radiallahu ta'ala calls him and says, twist my ear. He says, oh, Mirul Mumin, how can I do that? He says, please twist my ear. So he says, for what? He says, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask me, why did I twist you? I just twist my ear back. He twisted it once. He says, no, harder. Maybe I did it little harder. So it mustn't be so that mine was more harder than yours. You rather make yours harder so that that for that. Said now Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he twisted his ear. He said, shukr. Oh Allah, I ask for forgiveness. So this was the worry and concern they had, that guna must not come from them in any way whatsoever. That consciousness. Sometimes we become so unmindful. One is to regard guna as guna, and one is to know this is guna, and one is not to regard guna as guna. We don't even sometimes understand that what we are doing is not guna, is guna. We don't even regard it as guna anymore. So this is something we need to learn from our ulama, that how should I conduct my life, and what is guna, what things should I keep away from. Then the third important thing, or the third worry a person needs to be having all the time, is whatever good a'mal I do, it must not be rejected in the court of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very, very serious worry a person needs to have all the time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. We've forgiven all your future and past sins. There is nothing that we will take you to account for. Despite he used to make so much ibadat. And after ibadat he used to cry and say, Ya Rabb, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَكَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. I could not fulfill the right of the ibadat that I was supposed to make of you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that. That Allah, how I was supposed to fulfill the right of your ibadat, I could not do it. Sometimes we become so complacent, we just make little and we feel, oh, mashallah, I did not. As Mawlana just said now, have self-admiration. So that worry and concern needs to be there all the time. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, after he went for Hajj, and at one occasion he went behind the Maqam Ibrahim, and in two rakats namaz, he completed the whole Quran. And after completing the Quran, the first thing that came out from him, and he looked at his hands, and he said, Ya Rabb, Ya Ilahi, Ma abadanaka hatta ibadatik. Oh Allah, I've never fulfilled the right of your ibadat. Mujaddid al-Fithani rahimahullah says in one of his maktubat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so great, so great. It says, وَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مَا وَرَاءُ الْوَرَىٰ ثُمَّ وَرَاءُ الْوَرَىٰ ثُمَّ وَرَاءُ. We will never be able to understand. No matter what devotion you make your namaz with, or you know, what kind of ibadat you make your namaz, your concentration with, you will never come to that level where you can even think that you fulfill the right of Allah's ibadat. And Alim gives a very interesting example. He says, our example of the way we make ibadat is, when a child just nursery goes, grade R goes to school, goes to nursery, he has a pen and crayons. And then what he does, he doesn't even know how to write the A. But he takes that crayon and he makes a couple of lines and whatever. And then he comes home at night and he says, Daddy, Daddy, I wrote. He says, show me what you wrote. He takes that page and he says, whole lot of lines. Daddy says, oh, mashallah, very, very nice. You wrote so beautifully. That writing had no meaning in it whatsoever. But the daddy hugged him and showed love to him. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Our ibadat is like that line. Allah just becomes happy with us. It is not really an ibadat that we can say is worth presenting to Allah. If we talk of ilm, that anybody thinks I have knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory, on one occasion He addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what He says to him, لَإِن شِئِنَّاكَ لَإِن شِئِنَّا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Such a shahana kalam, such a majestic address. He says, O Nabi of Allah, O Habib, actually says, if we so wish, whatever we have given you in knowledge, in wahi, we will take it away one time. On one occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, لَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكْ لَقَدْ كِتْتَ تَرْكَنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. That if we haven't given you steadfastness, and you had just moved a little towards showing complacence towards the kuffar, إِذَا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ. Don't even know how to translate. So respected brothers and friends, what ibadat we do, that worry that we have, that it needs to be accepted in the court of Allah, is a constant worry we need to have all the time. And then, the next worry we need to have is to a khatima ka gham, that the end, what will it all be about? Your whole life goes on. What will that last moment be? On one occasion, one of the friends of Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, came to him. And he found him weeping, crying. So he asked him, "Oh Sufyan, what's wrong? Did you make any mistake? Or did you make any guna?" Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, says, "To be honest with you, as far as my consciousness allows me, I haven't even disobeyed Allah to the extent of that one grain that is lying there. But I don't know what will it be. Will it be accepted or not?" A hadith of Bukhari, the meaning of which is, when Allah Ta'ala says, a person loves his whole life in absolute piety, سَبَقَتْ قَدْرُهُ, destiny overtakes him, and he makes one such amal, and he becomes mustahiq of Jahannam forever. On the other hand, a person loves his whole life in sin and vice, and in his case, سَبَقَتْ قَدْرُهُ, تَقْدِرُ overtakes him, and he becomes a jannati forever. So who really has any guarantee of the ending of their lives? And our akabir, time and again, showed so much concern. It is mentioned regarding Hazrat Madin rahimahullah. On one occasion, when somebody walked into his room, a very close confidant, he asked him to close the door, and he started crying, wailing. So he asked, "Hazrat, kya pareshani hai? What is it? Is there something that you've overcome in some difficulty?" After so much struggle, teaching Bukhari at the Rauda of Rasulullah for so many years, he says, "Allah ke samne kya hum leke jaunga? What face will I take and go in front of Allah?" So brothers, this is a concern that a human needs to have all the time. That is, what is my end going to be? And then the next concern a person needs to have is what worry he needs to have is when I will be presented in the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, when I will stand in front of Him, how will I face Allah Ta'ala? What will I show to Allah? I've been using years and years and years of His bounties, His ni'mat. If Allah asks me for one, what answer will I give? These are the worries that are supposed to be engulfing our hearts and our minds and our lives. Then, the worry of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where is the ummah going to? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nights and nights used to sit and weep and cry, "Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati." Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned, on one occasion it just comes to mind, that on the last moments of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, the fever was so intense. And then they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, you are the beloved of Allah, and why is your fever so intense?" He says, "I ask, O Allah, let the difficulties of the time of death in my ummah be put on me. That is why my severe fever is so much more intense than what anybody else would experience." That worry that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah, at every given time, anything that was given to him, the first thing, what about my ummah? And where is the ummah going and what is happening today? So the least we can do is try and make dua for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day of our lives, and try and see, we are not here to break the ummah, we have to bring the ummah together. This is not a time to cause confusion in ummah, it is a time to show muhabbat, love, understanding, and break the ummah together. Respected brothers and friends, in reality, we come here for our Islam, and our Islam is supposed to bring this condition in us, that when we go, we need to go with this worry. We mustn't think that for a moment, I made my Islam, or I am now something, as Hazrat Maulana just mentioned a few moments ago. The reality of it is all, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That we cannot make our tazkiyah how much ever we want to do. We will never be able to do it. Allah says, your tazkiyah, the ijazat or the permission or the allowance of your tazkiyah will only be come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means after making whatever effort we make, we need to turn back. Oh Allah, I am trying to make myself correct. Oh Allah, I am trying to make myself right. Oh Allah, you make it easy for me. You make jazb, you make me yours. That is a continuous worry that we need to have. That we need to turn to Allah for every moment. That, oh Allah, whatever I am doing, you make it come right. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ja'ala Allahu, man ja'ala humuman." That a person, man ja'ala humuman hamma wahida, ay hamma al-akhirah, kafallahu hamma al-dunya. Or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who makes all his worries, one worry, that is the worry of akhirah. His concern must be akhirah all the time. All the worries of this dunya, Allah will be sufficient for that. That means, whatever worry we have for our sustenance, etc., 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 let us make our worry the akhirah. Allah will take care of all that. And this dunya, we worry of the akhirah. And this dunya's concern, this dunya's worry, Allah will take care of all that. So respected brothers, friends, we are here to reawaken ourselves in the company of our Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala bless his life with barakah, and Allah Ta'ala make it such that we take utmost benefit and we keep this consciousness in us that my concern and my worry must be the worry of akhirat, and that must lead us up to the time when we come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, one sahabi, when it was on his last moments, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy with him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. He said, oh Allah, when he comes in you, in your presence, smile with him. So when the sahabi passed away, and indeed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to the sahaba, that when he went, Allah Ta'ala accepted him, Allah Ta'ala welcomed him with a smile. The least we can ask for is that, oh Allah, the day we come in front of you, the least you say, I have forgiven you, I'm happy with you. That will be enough for us. So respected brothers and friends, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala make us take utmost benefit from such occasions, and make us time and again take the fruits from these gardens, so that our dunya and our akhirat both can be made. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.